Welcome to the choir room. There's always room for you if you're a fan of Glee. Then you're a friend of me.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back to the choir room. Continuing on in this series that we still have not yet quite named, but I promise by the time that you are hearing it, we will have a name for it. We are talking today about small groups, small group performances. We already talked about the groups that contain 7 to 8 members in the performances. And today we're going to be talking about groups that have either 5 or 6 groups, people in the groups. So we're going to do it separately. We're going to do groups of 5 and then groups of 6. Pretty cool how it worked out that there's 15 of each, so I think this is going to be a lot of fun. I enjoyed last time for sure, going through the groups of 7 and 8. It's like I said that time, and you know, we talked about it's like a different dynamic when you have, you know, when you're comparing all the different types of songs that are done in Glee, the duets and the solos and the group numbers and these small groups. It like it does kind of matter how many people are participating in each number. So I'm excited to get into it all today, of course, alongside my co-host Aman Adwin. Aman, how are you?
Yeah, these past 2 episodes are interesting because it's hard to remember which songs are which. You know, which songs are groups of 5, which songs are groups of 6. Some of them stand out to me, like Cell Block Tango or... I guess that's it. No,
that's
Cell Block
it.
Tango or... what's it called? Wannabe in season 4. Stuff like that. Oh, and one of my all-time faves, which I'm going to be interested to see where it lands. I mean, there's only 15 of each, right? So
yes.
I'm hoping that it's in the top half, but I'm not going to speak the name of the song because I don't want to jinx it, even though everything's already set out. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
This when we get to the 6 numbers, the 6 person numbers, we're going to get to pretty much all of those guys and girls performances for mashup weeks and boys versus girls weeks. That all, you know, falls into this category today. And just a couple of other ones that, you know, may not come immediately to mind, but there's a lot of fun ones in here, especially for 6. 5, we'll talk about them. I'm more excited for the 6s, so I think we're going to start with the 5s. Not that there's not anything good, but there's some better stuff, I think, in the 6s. So, what else? I was like, I knew I had something else. I was going to ask a very stupid question. I was going to say, who would we pick to round out our group of 5 or 6 for our first performance? Maybe it's better if I hadn't asked.
Like, I'm assuming they mean out of, like, our sphere of people, right?
Yeah. Yes. Wow.
Who else can sing? Who else sings in our...
Lita's a singer. Lita's definitely a singer. She will never hear this podcast, that's for sure, but we could use her voice. Matt's a singer. Matt is did some a cappella. And apparently Colin Stone is also a singer who will really never listen to this podcast. So I think if we're booking it right now, to add on, we definitely have Matt, Colin, and... Oh, Lita, and I would say Taryn, but because I know that Taryn's also a singer, but we need to have another woman, right?
I did not know that Colin was a singer. The next time that we're like,
I only found
Among
out recently
or something, I'm gonna like, you know, dog him to sing. I'll be like, Colin, just sing me like one line of a song. Just one line. Give it to me.
I only found out recently by podcasting with one of his childhood best friends, and she was like, yeah, Colin's a really good singer. I was like, I don't think I knew that.
It's a childhood best friend that says that? Okay, well then you need to you gotta get somebody else to say it, because sometimes don't shade to Colin, because sometimes the childhood best friends are not the best judge of that, but
well,
we definitely
whatever.
We need another woman. We can't just have Lita. We need more. And if Lita's like an alto or soprano, that kind of matters as well. Like, we need someone on both fronts.
Or maybe we just make it work. I mean, like, the New Directions girls would most... I mean, it was mostly, like, split by gender for the most part. There's a couple where we're going to get, you know, a little bit of a mix-up. And it just clicked for me exactly what song you're talking about. So let me... I'll hold that down for you because I know what you're talking about now. But for the most part, yeah, they separated by gender. I mean, there was, like, the one time that Kurt sang Bad Romance with the girls. And that's why that song was in the other podcast, because there were 7 people in it. But, you know, whatever. So those are just some names to throw around. And... sorry to any of our fellow friends that any of our other friends who may be singers that we're not thinking of right now. But we'll work on it. We'll have auditions. You and I will, you know, just like Santana and Kurt looking for new band members. We'll make it happen someday.
Yeah, we'll call it I was trying to make a fun out of Pamela Lane.
I thought you had one ready.
I thought I had one ready too, but the chamber is empty this morning or this afternoon.
Well, just like this podcast that we can't name and can't think of a perfect theme for yet. Also, the band name we do not have unlocked. So we're still working on all of that. And that is that. But let's get into it. We have, like I said, 30 songs to get into today. And I think this is going to be fun. So let us start with the 5-person groups that we are going to get into. And we're going to start at the very bottom, work our way up to the top. We'll see where some of these songs that we are rooting for land, as usual. And anything else from you before we just get into it?
Let's get on into it.
All right. Number 15, 5-person groups. Am I crazy or was that, I know you're not going to sing that song. Like, was that ad-libbed or is that actually part of it?
That's part of the song and it just sounds horrible when Sandy is saying it.
I guess I've just never noticed it because I don't care about this episode or this song. And I was expecting it to be like, you to be like, oh, who's talking over this? But okay, that happened.
I knew exactly who it was. Like, he sucks. Oh, I just hate his voice.
That certainly happened. From episode 3 of season 1, Acapellas, we had I Want to Sex You Up with Puck and Finn and Will and Ken Tanaka and Sandy Ryerson.
Yeah, glad that this is at the bottom. Glad we could get this out of the way. Never want to hear this song again. Probably lit the studio on fire after it because just burn all the equipment. Yeah.
I have exciting news here that all of these songs that we have gone through, 345 to this point, and that does include every song that is going to be talked about today, 345 songs, I Want to Sex You Up has gone all the way to the bottom spot. That is how bad the ratings were on this song.
Thank the God.
Bottom of the barrel. And we have already talked about like Over the River and Through the Woods and Jesus Is My Friend and all of those silly songs. And this landed even below all of that. So that's that.
It's the child molestation of it all, I think. It does numbers, you know.
Unbelievable that this is the third episode of this show. And they thought that this was a good idea to keep people interested. Ah, yikes. Okay. So there's that at number 15 on this countdown. And let's move on up. It really can only go up from here. And I tell you, there's like a pretty massive point jump between number 15 and number 14. So let's get into it. My music hits me so hard. Makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me with the mind to rhyme and to hop. It feels good when you know you're down. The super dope homeboy from the Oak Town and I'm known. Search, and this is a beat you can't touch. I told you, homeboy, can't touch this. Yo, let me bust a funky lyrics. Fresh new kicks and pants, you get it like that. Now you know you wanna dance, so move out of your seat and get a fly girl and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on, pump a little bit and let them know what's going on like that. Like that. Cold on a mission, so fall on back, let them know that you're too much. And this is a beat you can't touch. Yo, I told you, you can't touch this. You can't touch this. Yeah, you can't touch this. I told you, you can't touch this. Too hype, can't touch this. Okay, number 14, also from season one. We have Artie, Brittany, Tina, Mercedes, and Kurt looking to get a bad reputation here, storming the library and trying to make themselves badasses here.
I always chuckle at that part of the performance where it cuts to Kurt and Mercedes peering through the bookcase because Kurt is standing behind Mercedes and they're both bent over. It just looks so suggestive. I think I forget what our personal opinions were of this song, but for whatever reason I feel like you weren't the biggest fan of this one, and I came to the defense of it a bit here.
I mean, it's not that I dislike it or anything. I think it's cute, I think it's fun, I think it's silly, but it's not anything that I'm playing back, you know. It's just like it happened, it's cool.
I think it's always hard to do like old school rap on Glee, because sometimes they just sort of lack the flavor. And I think that Artie does a good job here. I mean, they continuously gave him a lot of the R&B and some of the old school rap. And if I'd much rather watch Artie do it rather than Mr. Shu. So, yeah. I think the performance is fine. It's great having Brittany there too, because she will certainly break it down loose. So... but I'm fine with it being this low. Whatever.
Like I said, it's fun. It's a throwaway. It's not anything, you know, that stands out, especially as we're gonna start climbing higher up the list. So let's do so as we get to the song that came in at number 13. Right, Shout It Out Loud from the theatricality episode that, could have been a whole Gaga episode, but sure, let's throw Kiss in there because, you know, our generation is totally raised on Kiss.
I was literally about to say these kids are, like, the girls are going up for this as if they listen to this, like, every day before school. Mm-hmm. Like, is that the case?
Yeah. I mean, we've got the theatricality here, right? Like the effects, the lights, the costumes, everything. They look good doing the number, and that's why hopefully we can imagine the girls are losing their minds for it. Otherwise, you're like, what? Okay.
You know, I've never really had that much of a relationship with Kiss, and any sort of relationship that I possibly could have had was ruined by their lead singer, I think, who had a couple of words to say about modern music a few years back. Some choice words to say about modern music and how, like, I understand rap and stuff. I understand that kind of stuff because there's, like, lyrics to it. There's, like, lyricism to it. What I don't understand is electronic music because it's just soulless and bassless. And people like Zedd and people that, like, included in their pop records, like Beyonce. He just had to put Beyonce's name in there. Like, Beyonce didn't do nothing to you. She wasn't even involved in this at all. And then you had to disparage her. So, yeah, me and Kiss don't get down like that because I don't play games when it comes to Beyonce. So,
well, I don't like that. I don't like that either.
Last place, in my opinion.
Looking at the numbers here, this actually came in by 0.01 ahead of You Can't Touch This. So, pretty close to being like a dead-on tie between Shout It Out Loud and You Can't Touch This there. But... the season one song is not performing super hot. I've made some comments before about season one in terms of a couple different things might be the weakest in the whole show. But, you know, music here falling towards the bottom. I mean, we talk about, you know, season 4 and 5, 6 songs, whatever, being forgotten about, but like some of the season 1 songs, if they're not holding up, you know, holding up, whatever. So there's that with Puck and Finn, Mike, Matt, and Artie all doing some Kiss while Kurt's off doing some Bad Romance with the girls. And we move on into number 12.
It was Gene Simmons. That was the one. It was the bass guitarist. Fuck you, Gene Simmons. Okay, let's keep going. Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day.
Yes.
Come on, harmonies. I part at the end. Afternoon delight. Yo, Puck was in his bag this entire performance because he knew what the fuck was up. I love this performance. This should be number one in my opinion. It really should be.
Number one?
It really shouldn't be. I'm being exaggerated, but still, I love this performance so much.
Yeah, it's fun here. We got Puck and Quinn and Rachel with the Celibacy Club, and it's run by, you know, Emma and Carl, Dr. Carl by her side, Uncle Jesse himself here. This is definitely fun, especially the scene that's about to come after it where Holly's like, so you sang a song about doing it in the middle of the day. And she's like, no, it's about sweets and treats. And yeah, no. And treats. No.
Afternoon delight. It's a dessert. It's got strawberries and whipped cream. Yeah, it does have straw. It can have strawberries and whipped cream if you're really feeling it that day.
But truly, this song is a lot of fun. I agree with you. I think it's quite the delight. And here it is, the afternoon. We're enjoying this afternoon delight of this performance.
Afternoon delight.
Not even a very big gap, also, actually, between this one and the other two. Like, there's about 0.05 points in between them, but at least it came out on top. At least as far as the numbers go, it's above those. So that is Afternoon Delight coming in at number 12. And let's move on to number 11. Baby, you never worry about what I do. I be coming home back to you every night, doing you right. You're the type of woman. Deserve good things. Fist full of diamonds. A handful of rings. Baby, you're a star. I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me. You deserve. Whoa. It. No, you deserve better. We should be together, baby. Me and you, it's whatever, girl. Hey, so can we make this thing ours? You should let me love you. Let me be the one. All right, Let Me Love You here. We just recently rewatched this one as a part of our Valentine's Day series in season 3's Heart episode. You got Artie, Kurt, Puck, Mike, and Sam there.
Yeah, this is cool. It's all right. Yeah. No, I mean, it's fine. It's fine. He does a good job here. He's got some solid backup. It's not a necessarily hard song to sing in terms of, like, the group. So as far as group numbers are concerned, I've seen better. But yeah, this is fine. It's fine.
All right. Yeah, I really have a whole lot else to comment here. I do like the song, but I think this is a perfectly fine spot for it. Not at the bottom, not at the top. Perfectly fine with it here at number 11. So that's Let Me Love You, season 3. And we move on to number 10. Beth, I hear you calling, but I can't come home right now. Me and the boys are playing, and we just can't find the sound.
around. Just a few more hours, and I'll be right home to you. I think I hear them calling. Oh, Beth, what can I do? Beth, what can I do? You say you feel so empty, that our house just ain't a home. And I'm always somewhere else, and you're always there alone. Just a few more hours, and I'll be right home to you. I think I hear them calling. Oh, Beth, what can I do?
Beth from season one. You got Puck, you got Finn, you got Mike, Matt, and Artie as well, kind of doing some backup vocals there. Some people were, I remember, a little upset that Beth was not on Puck's countdown, which I, semantics, but there's Beth.
You know, now that I podcast with a wonderful person named Beth, I feel a little bad about making fun of the fact that they decided to name this baby Beth.
I've never thought about that.
And so I'm not going to say what I probably would have said about this song 5 months ago, but I will say that I have no problem with it being as low as it is.
Wait, but no, I got a really good laugh. In the timeline of where we're recording this, I just listened to your Drag Race podcast from yesterday where Beth talked about, you know, it wouldn't be as cool if I did exactly what Simone did on Drag Race if I just put my name over my back and it was like Beth. And you guys all laughed along with her.
It made me think directly of this song, and I was like, ooh, I hope she never listens to this.
I know that she does follow her, our account here, and I think Beth has been a Glee fan, as far as I know, but we haven't ever talked to her here, which we need to correct if she is a fan. But no, I don't know that she'll be listening to this, so we'll see. But I've come around on this one over time. Not that I ever was really against it, but I don't know. It's just very silly that this happens, and the five guys sound good together. When you're talking about this versus the other song they do in that episode, Shout It Out Loud, I think this is like the more, you know, raw, stripped-down version. And you know, I like it. So number 10.
No, it's a good one. It's definitely a good one, and they sound great. There's nice harmonies and arrangement here. It's a good song.
They're singing it's off to Quinn, who's, you know, best in her Quinn's, and all of them are still in their Gaga best. So that is Beth coming in at number 10. Let's keep on moving to number 9.
Me overwhelmed, but when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell.
Hard to go wrong with some new direction, with the One Directions, with the boys there. We had Sam and Artie, Rory and Joe and Mike Chang all up there performing at prom in season 3. And yeah.
Yeah, this was fun. It's, you know, like the teeny bopper music is like music that I feel like Glee really... I mean, I guess you could classify any kind of, like, top 40 as teeny bopper, but this is, like, true teeny bopper, right? Like, you know, boy band-esque stuff. And I feel like Glee doesn't really do it that much. And so when they do it, it's always, like, met with, like goodwill. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not
yeah,
immediately wanting to, like, roll my eyes. Like, I'm like, I feel like they do it sparingly enough so that when they do it, it makes sense and it feels right and it's nice.
I mean, I'm totally rolling my eyes sometimes, right? Like, last Friday night, I don't need that.
No, I love that. A couple of other things. I love that.
Okay, that's you. So, you know, Blaine podcast coming eventually. But what makes you beautiful? One Direction. Got to get some of that in here. Do it at prom. It's a fun, fun, you know, mix for when you put that kind of song in. So, yeah, I think it's good. And everybody's, you know, enjoying it, dancing along to it. It's not like they just randomly if they had like tried to squeeze this in to be like, oh, we need to cheer up Tina this week and we're going to sing to her What Makes You Beautiful. And she was just smiling in the audience as the only person watching. Like, we don't need that. But this is fun. So that is at number 9, I believe, What Makes You Beautiful. And we keep on moving to number 8. Alright, we got season 5, we got Pamela Lansbury in the house, Rachel, Kurt, and Santana, along with Danny and Starchild, singing some Get Into the Groove, but it's all in Kurt's head, but that's fine.
Get into the groove. This song used to always be on the brunch playlist at the restaurant that I worked at a couple of years ago, so I just want like eggs now, and potatoes, and bacon, and
holiday. Okay, well that's... Behind the scenes, Amon has not yet eaten breakfast. He woke up a little late today and jumped right into recording. So if you're wondering why he's so hungry.
Not you exposing me ever so casually on the podcast. But I love this song. It's a song that has converted this Amon right here into a bit of a Madonna person. I never really was. When I was a little younger, I kind of just considered her, you know, someone that was great back then. I didn't really need to study too much nowadays, but like as a young adult, I've definitely delved into the world of Madonna a bit more because I am a pop music lover, and you cannot love pop music truly without actually going back and looking at the queen of pop and what she did back in her heyday. And so I love this cover. I think their voices really mesh well together. I like that it's Kurt and Starchild centric, with the girls providing a little bit of backup. I wish there was like a dash more of some Santana and
Rachel.
Well, no, we get some Rachel in there. Like Rachel,
Danny.
Danny. Santana and Danny. Dantana. Because Rachel has her moments in the song, but we don't really get a lot from the other two. So I wish there was just a little bit more of that. But other than that, I like this number a lot.
I definitely heard both of them. Like, I'm keying in. I was looking for both of them, like, to hear them. And it's, like, very faint, but you hear them all blended together, kind of. So, but yeah, it would have been nice to get a little bit more as the full group performs here. But it's fine. I like this one, Into the Groove, here at number 8. And let's keep on moving on our way up to, I guess, what you could call the top half in a group of 15 to number 7.
Life is making you lonely. You can always go downtown when you've got worries. All the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown. Just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown.
Maybe you know some little places to go, to where they never close. Downtown.
Just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them till before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares.
All right. Season 5. It's time to move on over to New York. We got Artie and Sam and Blaine joining Kurt and Rachel in the Big Apple and singing some Downtown to kick things off.
Oh, such a good performance. I love this. I love this era of Glee so much. Once again, sentimental value as well, since this was one of the musicals that my alma mater did, and they did such a good job too. Oh, they sounded so good.
Listen to the music of the gender bossing nova.
It's really good. This is really good.
Yeah, Artie comes in like strong as hell. It's so good. I don't have much else to say other than I'm a big fan of this performance. I'm a big fan of this episode in general and all of the songs in this episode. It's a solid one of Glee. 10 out of 10 for me.
Not for me. Oh, you mean the song or the episode?
The song.
I mean, yeah. No, I like the song. I like the song. I like the song. And I'm actually just making us talk longer while I make sure that the next song is in the playlist, which it now is. So we'll move on from number 7 up to number 6.
I'll take the bad times. I'll take you just the way you are. I don't want clever conversation. I never want to work that hard. I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are.
I need to know that you will always be the same old someone that I knew.
Oh, what will it take to from the heart. I couldn't love you.
What do you got?
I love this guy. I love it so much. I teared up a little bit. I don't know. I love the melody of this song. I love what they did with it. The Billy Joel version is great and everything, but like what they do with it, I don't know. I guess just like being so familiar with all of their voices and hearing this particular combination and the harmonies they went with. I just love it. I love it so much. I just love the lyrics too. I love the lyrics of this song so, so, so much. So I'm glad that it's...
I don't really have a whole lot to add. I know how much you love it, and I'm pretty sure this is the one you were talking about earlier, I think.
It was. And I'm glad. I was worried that it might be on the bottom, but I'm glad that it's towards the top. So, yay. No.
It's made its way to number 6 over here, which I'm pretty sure is the exact same spot the audience would have had it. So, honestly, not much you could have done to really drag it any higher up.
I just love
where it landed
when
here.
When Santana finally comes in and, yeah.
They clap for her. They're like, see, we knew you couldn't resist it. And then she, like, joins in and is having a lot of fun. So, you know.
That you will always be same old someone that I knew. Okay, let's go.
So that was Just the Way You Are from season 5, episode 6, with the NY3 along with Blaine and Sam, who were stopping by for an episode there in New York. Let's keep on moving. We are approaching song number 5.
Oh,
right. Locked Out of Heaven, we've got from season 4, from the Sadie Hawkins dance. And if you're keeping count at home, that does mean that the guy's performance came in ahead of them. But this is it. Number five, if I didn't say that.
Yes, Unique and Marley, give it to me in this number. And so does Britney. And so does Sugar. Yes, give it to me. You make me feel like...
We got the New Directions girls here with Unique and Marley and Sugar and Brittany and Tina singing at the Sadie Hawkins dance in season 4. We got a lot of color theme happening here with, you know, blues and greenishes and white, and I don't know, they look good. They sound good. I know Amon's a big fan of this performance.
Did you say greenishes?
Greenishes.
Yeah, I love this. I can understand why the boys pull ahead here. It's the nostalgia factor of their song that really gave them a couple extra points. But yeah, this is great. This is one of those secret treats in a song that I always forget about until we get to it, and I'm like, oh yes, yes, yes! I love it.
And let's just play number 4 because it's
same episode,
right back to back here.
Also known as a buster, always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass. So no, I don't want your number. No, I don't wanna give you mad. And no, I don't wanna meet you nowhere. No, I don't want none of your time. And no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging at the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging at the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
If you don't have a car and you're walking, oh yes, son, I'm talking to you. If you live at home with your mama, oh yes, son, I'm talking to you,
baby.
You don't show love, oh yes, son, I'm talking to you.
Wanna get with me with no money?
The other half of what we just had there from the Sadie Hawkins dance, the boys did their performance of No Scrubs here with Artie, with Sam, with Joe, with, I said Sam already, who am I missing? Blaine, did I say Blaine? And Ryder are up on that stage giving us some No Scrubs.
Yeah, Ryder does something in this number that I totally would expect Sam to do with all of that gyration and hip thrusting. They start at the hips and they pan up to the face, and I'm fully expecting it to be Sam and it's Ryder. And I'm like, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, Sam does a little bit of it as well, but I guess he's got his influence going on these younger kids now.
I guess so. Yeah, this is fun. Artie takes the lead here and sounds great. I'm glad that Joe finally is throwing a fucking bone here. Like, God, like, is it too much to
given like
for?
A line?
That's why is I that said a bone? Bone. It's a bone.
I guess. Yeah. So, you know, back to back there, Locked Out of Heaven, followed by No Scrubs. A couple of good performances. Nothing that is going to, you know, stand out to me as, like, you know, the top tier. But, yeah. So, I don't know. Anything else on either of these two?
Nope. They're both great. Love them both.
All right. Number 3. Let's keep on moving. Number 3.
Just fine. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
So tell me
Okay, there's some Spice Girls up in here from season 4, Guilty Pleasures. Whose Guilty Pleasure was it? It was Kitty's Guilty Kitty. Pleasure. And they explore it for all they can.
Yes. Oh, it's a story from A to Z. You want to get with me, you got to listen carefully. We got M in the place who likes it in your face. We got G like C. Yes, 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 yes.
Stand your body down and wander all around. We got Unique, we got Marley, we got Kitty, Brittany, and Tina there. So Sugar, where are you? She's gone. She's gone.
She's gone. She is gone. But then, I mean, I'm fine with this because then who would you get rid of? You know?
I don't know. Yeah. No, they work it out pretty well with the girls that they've got there. And yeah, Artie's looking at Kitty and everybody's having some fun.
To be in tribute episodes was Vanessa Lange. Is that what she said? Like any tribute
something
episode,
like that.
She's not allowed to be. So strange. Like, what kind of contract is that? Like, oh my. Anyway.
Well, this wasn't even a tribute episode. This was just a guilty pleasure.
Exactly. Like, aren't all Glee episodes tribute episodes? I mean,
I don't know what happened there, but there's Wannabe from season 4. And let's move on. We're getting towards the end here of at least this portion. We have got song number 2 of these 5-person groups. Number 2.
In their rendition of the Cell Block Tango. Pop. Sex. Squish. Cicero. Lip shit.
People have these little habits that get you down. Like Bernie. Bernie, he liked to chew gum. No, not chew. Pop. So I came home this one day and I'm really irritated and I'm looking for a little sympathy. And there's Bernie, lying on the couch, drinking a beer and chewing. No, not chewing. Popping. So I said to him, I said, you pop that gum one more time. And he did. So I took the shotgun off the wall and I fired 2 warning shots into his head.
He had it coming. He had it coming. He took a flower in his pride. And then he used it. And he abused it.
Okay, so it's kind of awkward when you're watching a 5-person group that only has 4 people in it, but... You know, it counted Mercedes in it when we were putting together the stuff. So, I don't know. Now I'm insecure, but what? I don't know. Cell Block Tango.
I mean, she's technically in it. I mean, she narrates it at the beginning. I don't know why she's not in it, because the song definitely calls for 5 women, and there's only 4 of them up there. Like, there is no one for uh-huh. But I guess none of them really speak French, huh? I wonder if they cut... I don't think I've ever listened to the studio version of the song. I guess they just cut that part out entirely?
I'm not sure, but I mean, yeah, Mercedes is there at the beginning to introduce them, and I don't know, she's supposed to be like a part of this group. She's part of the, you know, they get in trouble all together for everything that happens here and how awful the, not that
maybe
this
Mercedes
is an awful performance
knew
for missing
that this
the point.
Was not going to go over well, and she was like, fuck this. I mean, I'll do the little opening part, but I'm not doing that shit. And then she just comes in to save the day with Shake It Out.
Something like that. Well, you know what? We're just going to, you know, assume she's there with them as well. And this counting in the group of 5-person numbers, that's fine. There it is.
Yeah, this is fine. This is fine.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Cell Block Tango actually ended up with the top marks overall from the audience. So I was there, number 1, but ended up overall at number 2, Cell Block Tango. It's so much fun watching this, though. I, as you know, and as whatever, don't know Chicago, right?
Yes.
Yeah, don't know Chicago particularly well at all, but they've done, you know, a few of their, a few songs from Chicago on the show, and I like pretty much all of them, so I have a lot of fun with this one, getting to see the girls up in there and, like, this most insane kind of performance.
Actually enjoy the film.
But you are wrong there in terms of me enjoying a film, so, you know. Moving on, let's get to the top performance. Number 1 Glee song with 5 people in it. The number 1 quintet, right? It's a quintet would be what it's called. Quintet.
Yes.
I don't know. Something like that. Here we go. Number 1.
Applause, applause, applause. smiling, pause, pause, live for the applause, pause, live for the way that you cheer and scream for me. The applause, applause, applause.
Number one, applause, Acadia Ragaga. I figured this song would be pretty high up, and I'm happy to see it is. I like this one. I love it. It's a lot of fun with these crazy Gaga performance costumes, but also performances here. Of course, you know, got a little bit of Katie going on as well, because Marley can't, you know, just control herself. But applause comes in at number one with Marley, with Blaine, with Ryder, with Artie, and with, who am I forgetting, with... did I say all the names?
Ryder.
Sam, Blaine, Ryder, Artie, Marley. I don't know if I missed one, but those are the five.
I think that's it. Yeah, Sam, Blaine, Marley. Yep, yep. Aren't you just glad that you have grown up in the time of Lady Gaga? I mean...
Yeah, pretty happy about it.
Yeah, I love this cover because Artie really just brings it home with all of the ad-libs that he adds over the last chorus. Just gives me chills each time. It's a nice opener for Sam, too. Sam sounds great on this track. Yeah, I mean, it's not like Marley didn't give her all during the performance. The Bora Bora that I watched, it's not like she's, you know... Yeah, maybe she's not bringing the same energy because she's in a Candyland dress or whatever. But, I mean, as far as the choreography is concerned, she's still participating, so...
Yeah, I mean... Just, you know, completely dressed.
It's the wrong outfit. She brought the wrong outfit to the main stage. It's a boot, not a toot.
So, well, there it is. Marley's gonna have her own punishment to deal with after this is over from Mr. Schuster. But for now, applause will finish at number one of the five person songs, the quintets you might call them. And we're gonna move forward. What are the six people called? Seven was sept. Is it a sextet? I feel like that's a weird way to put it. But that might be it.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Sextet. Well. There we have all the five people groups, and now we're going to get into the numbers that have all the sixes.
I want to be in a sextet.
So, yeah, this is where we're going to get into the boys versus girls and a couple of other things sprinkled in along the way. So 15 songs here as well, and I am ready. Let's get right on into it with the bottom of this countdown at number 15.
Now wait a minute, y'all. Now this dance ain't for everybody. Only the sexy people. So all you fly mothers, get on out there and dance. Dance, I said.
Cecil and Pepper's here, and we're in effect. Want you to push it, baby. Cooling by day, then at night, working up a sweat. Come on, girl, let's go show the guys that we know how to become number one in a hot party show. Now push it.
Season 1, Episode 2. We are just getting started.
Not the slap on the ass and finish. It's like, what? Oh no!
We have so much happening here. It's Push It. We got Finn. Of course, the original six here. The original six.
The original sextet,
members.
Yes.
And the original sextet. Everybody's in the audience watching. Emma is bopping along. Will is horrified. He didn't know this was happening. Figgins is enjoying it, even though he's later going to tell them that was a bad thing. Sue is horrified. Quinn is very confused and also horrified that her boyfriend is up there dancing like this with the losers of the school. So, yeah, a lot happening here.
yo, Lea Michele, I mean, she doesn't do a bad job at all with these lyrics. She's got a lot of sauce in her voice and in her delivery here, and I'm actually quite entertained by it. I am equal parts entertained and equal parts grossed out by the choreography in this number. Like, I just can't look away, but at the same time, it's like, oh, God. It's just too much. It's too much.
They are having a great time, that's for sure, with Push It. So there it lands at number 15 of this countdown, and let's keep on moving to number 14.
If it feels right and aim for my heart, if you feel like can take me away and make it okay, I swear I'll behave. You wanted control, so we waited, I put on a show, now I make it. I was born in a crossfire hurricane, and I howled at my ma in the driving rain, goes like this.
All right, moves like Jagger, Jumpin' Jack Flash. We've got Artie, Mike, and Mr. Schuster up in the front with Sam and Finn and Puck doing some background vocals in the back. And I like this one. I'm sure I've said that 400 times by now because I feel like for some reason the song always tends to come up in one way or another. But here on the countdown of, you know, sextets, it lands second to the bottom. It just tells you how good the competition is.
Yeah, kind of shocked because I thought that the audience liked this one a lot. I mean, I was never really that high on this song. I know that you like it a lot. It's fun, but
they do, but the competition is fierce for this category.
All right, well, let's keep going then.
No, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's fine. Like, I genuinely want to know.
Okay, well, yeah. Moves Like Jagger, Jumpin' Jack Flash from season 3 lands here at number 14. And all right, let's keep on moving up the list to number 13. Like I said, tough competition happening around these parts.
Girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Tiffany!
'Cause we are living in a material world, and I am a material girl.
Come and get me, boys.
Or else no dice.
He's your guy when stocks are high, but beware when they start to descend.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Let's make love.
Everything's going
All right, sorry to the New Directions girls from season 4, the second time they are now losing out to the guys, because this is our first head-to-head here, season 4, episode 15, the girls versus the guys, and the girls come in here at number 13 overall, Sugar, Kitty, Brittany, Tina, Marley, Unique.
They like Danger Zone better than this one? Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I love this, Unique slays it. Mercedes slays it. They sound great together. We've got some smoky vocals on this. It's great. They look great. They sound great. Yes. Love it.
Smoky vocals indeed. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Living in a material world.
And I am a material girl.
That is season 4, episode 15. And we got another season 4 song coming up here at number 12.
Na na na, you're like a female version of a hustler. Of a hustler. Of a hustler.
I'm a diva. And that comes in at number 12. We got Blaine and the New Directions girls from season 4. Tina, Kitty, Brittany, Marley, Unique. And I love this so much. They're putting on a show, a whole fashion show here. All of them, they sound good. They look fierce. I'm such a fan.
Okay, you just play the last couple of seconds so I can see them all casually sit back down in the choir room like nothing happened. I love that part so much. I love that so much. I was never really a big fan of this version of the song. I mean, I get the fact that they really wanted to go for like a runway type feel, but I feel like the regular version could offer that as well. But you know, it's fine. Whatever, it's fine. It's lots of fun. The visuals are great. The outfits are great. The theatrics and the diva-ness is great. So I'll give it all the points it deserves.
You just sometimes have to sit back and really remember the fact that Darren Criss is a straight man in real life. Like, just sometimes it's so convincing. But anyway, that was number 12, right? 15, 14, 13, 12. Yes. Moving on to, okay, the competition is so stiff. It's like all these great songs. It's crazy. But I mean, you know, in the overall list, I'm pretty sure most of them, with the numbers that I'm seeing here, will hop up a little bit. So let's move on to number 11. Hey, Express Yourself comes in at number 11 from season 1 with the New Directions OG girls here, season 1, episode 15. And yeah, I mean, it's good. Of course, it's good. They look great. They sound great. Of course.
Yes. Some, once again, some good old-fashioned Madonna in the house. Duh. Yeah, I love it. They sound great. They look great, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like we've gotten like so far into this countdown, and I don't know that Mercedes has really been in anything to this point. The Cell Block Tango would have been the closest we would have had to hearing Mercedes' voice today, and that was like very brief, unless I'm missing anything else along the way. But there she is. She's made it into the podcast today at number 11 with Express Yourself. All right, ready? Number 10, we're getting to a song that we have not yet heard anywhere on any of these podcasts. It's been a while since we visited in with this song, but let's listen in. Number 10.
A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume, for a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting up and down the bar.
Don't Stop Believing, the season 4 version, comes in here at number 10. This one, I know we talked about it, you know, but I do think I like it. The more I even rewatch it, it's just, it hits you in some of the feels there. You got the, you know, the whole group back together again. Obviously, a little bit of age on all of them since the last time we saw them do this number, all six of them. And the fact that it's, you know, in Rachel's imagination that this is all happening, but it's still just, you know, brings them all together. It's season four, so everybody's off doing their own thing right now. Some of them are still in high school, but the fact that we get to bring this all back together here for the season four performance in what, episode 19 here for Rachel's big Fanny Bryce audition. And I know you have your qualms with this being her audition song, but as far as a overall Glee performance, I am a fan. But it lands here at number 10.
Yeah, I feel like this song didn't need to happen this way. I felt like we could have saved this, I don't know, maybe for season six. But fine, whatever. She sounds great. I love the callback to the original New Directions. But that's about it.
Well, there you go. You have two sides of the coin. I am falling, you know, all sentimental all over the place here. And Amon's like, yeah, next. So that's that. That was number 10. And of course, that means that the other version, maybe the more popular version, will still be on this list at some point. Number 9. Let's keep on moving. Number 9.
I was like, good gracious, ass bonacious, flirtatious, trying to show patience, waiting for the right time to shoot my spin, you know, looking for the right time to flash them tees, and I'm leaving, please believe in, me and the rest of my heathens, checking, got it locked at the top of the Four Seasons, penthouse, rooftop, birds I'm feeding.
Years go by, I'm looking through a girly magazine, and there's my homeroom angel, on the pages in between.
It's getting hot in here, so all your clothes.
Angel is a centerfold. Angel is a centerfold.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
Angel is the centerfold. Angel is a centerfold. It's a little bit of, but a little bit of.
Lily just fall. Are you at the bar if you ain't popping the box? Who good is all the fame if you ain't popping the miles? I see you driving sports cars. Ain't hitting the bottom and I'll be down to do 100, cause baby I can't talk it.
Warm and fuzzy sweaters.
All right, Centerfold, Hot in Here from season four. That is Sam and Ryder and Jake and Joe and Blaine and Kitty as well helping out there to get the Men of McKinley calendar off its feet.
I feel like Joe wasn't a part of the actual performance in the choir room. He was there for like the working out scenes and the spray tanning scene, but he's not in the choir room. It's just...
I think you're right about that, yes.
What the hell, man? What the hell?
Yeah, he was off that day.
Anyway, I like this. This is a good number for Sam. It's probably one of his best, in my opinion. How far along was this on his list? I forget. It was towards the top.
It was towards the top for sure. Yeah, I can take a look back, but it was definitely towards the top.
Yeah, I enjoy this. Lots of fun. Lots of personality. Excuse me. In this number.
Oh my God, you're falling asleep on the podcast.
I'm not. It was just a small yawn.
It wasn't a small yawn. It was like, I'm just dying. It's a good song. Oh, I'm so sorry to bore you. I hate when I bore you live on air. It was Sam's number four song. And overall on this countdown today, it came in at number 9. So, yeah. Stop being insecure just because you yawned.
I'm not. I'm laughing at your imitation of the yawning, and I'm glad that that's on record so that I can go back and listen to it.
Okay, good. Well, let's try to keep him on awake here. If that wasn't good enough, Centerfold, Hot in Here,
you know,
at number 9.
Yawning is not always a sign of tiredness. It's scientifically proven.
And in this case, it probably was because you only woke up like 2 hours ago at this point. Anyway, number 8.
Begging you to touch and go. Highway to the danger zone. Right into the danger zone. Still like that old time rock and roll. That kind of music just soothes the soul. I reminisce about the days of old. When that old time rock and roll. Oh, oh. Heading
Tell me why this is the first time watching this that I've noticed that they, you know, the Danger Zone crew is like tilting Artie's wheelchair backwards to bring him right into the Danger Zone while the rest of the boys. So you have the guys there that this ends up edging out the Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, the girls group. Sam, Ryder, and Jake doing some pantsless old-time rock and roll performing. And then you've got Joe, Blaine, and Artie on the Danger Zone end of things and comes together for a pretty good mashup. And that's where it lands at number 8 here.
The first time I watched this, I like half expected like the guys in the Danger Zone to like I thought they were gonna swap at first and like rip off the pilot suits and then have nothing on but the white shirt and socks, and then they were gonna like the other guys were gonna like gonna put
switch
on. Yeah, I thought that's what was gonna happen, but no. It's the Drag Race Ruville brain talking to me.
Yes.
This is great. I mean, I definitely prefer the girls' number over this, and I'm surprised that there's like a bit of a gap between the two. I thought they might have been back to back, but
no.
Yeah, no. This is fun too, though. I enjoy the creativity of it all in mashing up these
Me
songs
too.
In particular.
Yeah, I have fun with this. It comes in at number 8. Let's keep on moving up the list. We have number 7 next.
Like a virgin, when your heart beats next to mine,
I'm gonna give you all my love, boy. My fear is fading fast.
Been saving it all for you, 'cause only love can last. You're so fine, and you're mine. Make me strong. Yeah, you make me bold. Oh, you love thought out. Yeah, you love thought out. What was scared and cold.
Like a virgin.
You make me feel like a virgin.
Touched for the very first time.
Baby.
Like a virgin. When your heart beats.
Hey. Like a Virgin at number 7 there, Rachel and Finn. Well, actually, that's not true. Rachel and Jesse, Finn and Santana, Will and Emma.
I remember when we finally got to hear Santana sing for the first time when watching this series, and I was like, finally, yes!
Yeah, it's like, what took you that long? But also, like, at least it didn't take longer. You know, episode 15, and then she's going to get a couple lines again there in Bad Romance a couple episodes later. So it's like, yeah, absolutely you should be throwing her in with, you know, the top dogs here with all of these people that are brought on for, you know, Rachel and Jesse with the voices. And, you know, I guess Matthew Morrison, they were highlighting him a lot in season 1 as well. But yeah, this is definitely a very infamous Glee number, Like a Virgin, here at number 7.
Like a virgin. Yeah, it's great. I'm a fan.
With your heartbeats next to mine. Yeah, it's so good. It's so good. It's so good. It's so good. It's just a classic here for sure from season 1. Moving on to the top 6. We still haven't gotten to any of these competitions for the boys versus girls from the original group. Will the next one be one of those numbers? Let's see.
All
right, there it is. Yep, we are getting into it with a season two, the guys' number, as they are apologizing to Coach Beast for what they did in Never Been Kissed because they're stupid idiot boys, except Kurt. I mean, I don't think he did that, but you never know.
Yeah, he had nothing to do with that. Where's Rachel? Why is she not there?
Who cares? I don't know.
Yeah, this is great. It's a lot of fun. You get like a little Sam solo in there too in his debut season. I love that Coach Beast is just nonplussed the entire time. Like, he is not giving him anything until the end. He's like, thanks, guys. That's really cool.
Like, that's quite an apology for making me feel like garbage, but okay. I mean, the New Directions girls are all enjoying the performance because the guys are, you know, going all out, and that's seems to be the case. They both groups seem to enjoy each other's performances during these competitions. But yeah, so this is going to be, obviously, now that means tells you that the girls group is going to end up winning out for the season two competition. So that was the boys group there at number six, Stop in the Name of Love, Free Your Mind. And you know what, I'll just tell you, the next one up, we have the girls group from that same episode.
On the docks, union's been on strike, he's down on his luck, it's tough, oh so tough. Oh, we gotta hold on, ready all night, you live for the fight when that's all that you got. Stop me, yeah, we're halfway there, oh, living on a prayer. Stop me.
All right, there's the other side of things here. Rachel, Mercedes, Quinn, Santana, Brittany, Tina. We get so little time with that group as just that group, so I always appreciate it when we do, you know, get to see them together, and that's this here at number five.
Amber Riley can do anything, can't she? Rock, pop, R&B, Broadway. Her voice just always just melds right into whatever it is. It's just great. Love it.
For sure.
I mean,
for sure. Start Me Up, Living on a Prayer, beating out the boys there.
Ladies first, bitch. Ladies first.
Actually, a pretty sizable gap between those two songs. Nothing too crazy, but, you know, it wasn't particularly close. Let's keep on moving up the list. We still have one more matchup to get to between these groups. Let's see what is up next.
This ain't a song for the brokenhearted. She got one on the way.
These are my confessions.
If I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta tell it all. I damn near cried when I got that phone call. I'm so dumb, I don't know what to do but to give part two of my.
It's My Life, Confessions Part 2. Yet again, that means that the girls are beating out the guys here on this countdown. So, Finn, Artie, Mike, Matt, Kurt, Puck. Season 1, Episode 6.
Not this whole overzealous-ass performance and facial expressions from Finn the entire number.
He's got the vitamin D.
And Kurt, what the hell are you doing, sir? Like that? He looks so crazy. He looks like he got Botox in his face. Like, it's not moving.
Mike Chang getting a dance solo up front here. So, yeah, pretty early on, but... We're making it happen.
Yeah, we are making it happen.
And this is a tough top six, top seven even. I mean, the whole countdown is pretty tough because every song so far has been, you know, a pretty memorable, iconic performance within the show. So It's My Life Confessions Part 2 lands in at number 4, which means there are still 3 songs that are better than it. That's crazy. But let's get on into number 3 as we find out what's next. And I'll tell you, I'm feeling a little bit of heartbreak on this one, but no, it's okay. Let's talk about it after.
Every day's an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. Oh. And each town looks the same to me. The movies and the factories and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be.
Homeward Bound and Home, mashup there from season 4. That is so seamless. People don't even realize it's a mashup. We have, of course, Mike Chang, Santana Lopez, Mercedes Jones, Quinn Fabre, Noah Puckerman, Finn Hudson, reuniting Thanksgiving season 4 with that song right there. And I just don't think I can ever say enough good things about it, so I won't even try. But is there anything left about the song that we have not yet said?
No, I don't think so. I love when Mercedes comes in with Santana. It just sounds so magical.
Yes.
So magical. Everything about it is great. The starting with Quinn and Puck coming in with the guitar. Everything is just great. It's great. It's great. And Mike gets some time too. It's great.
Yeah. I should be grateful that it made it this high up the list. As much as I would love to see it be number 1 or number 2. I understand.
Movies and the factories. Every stranger's face I see reminds me that
I. Oh my god, you cannot stop hitting your table even while you're singing.
Sorry.
You are a podcast microphone hopeless cause. That
I'm
is.
I'm just gonna quit podcasting.
What, you
it's just
are?
Not meant for me.
Okay,
it's not
enough
meant
of
for
that.
Me.
Enough of that.
I'm meant
enough
to be
that.
On this stage.
Enough of
that's
that.
What it is.
Okay, cool.
I need to come from behind this desk and live my true purpose.
Are you done? Number 2. We have 2 songs left here. Let's get through them. Number 2. This is a duh, but both of them are duhs. All right, number 2.
Baby, I can feel your halo, and don't be afraid.
Okay, so how incredible, like, the fact that this stands out still, Halo Walking on Sunshine, Season 1, Episode 6, the fact that this still stands out as one of the most memorable performances, you know, that Glee has, it's going to make it very high up the overall list. We'll get to that in a bit, but, I mean, just look at what we're seeing here. I mean, obviously, as a podcast listener, I'm sorry that you cannot see it, but you can picture it, right? You're a Glee fan. It's the original six New Directions girls, all in these very simple yellow dresses, all doing some very simple choreography. Obviously, Rachel's kind of like the one that's standing out here just because she's like all, I mean, all of them got the whatever Terry gave them, but Rachel especially is like off her rocker right now. But like the
thank
effects.
You so much. It really is a pleasure. While the boys chose a selection of songs that cast an inward eye on the irresponsible life choices and sexual hunger of today's modern teens, we have chosen a selection of songs that speaks to the nation as a whole during these troubling times filled with economic uncertainty and unbridled social woes. Because if there's two things America needs right now, that is sunshine and optimism. Also, angels.
The effects are so, like, minimalistic here. Like, we just have, like, a curtain behind them and a couple of lights going to give them, you know, the performance here. It's just so simple but so effective.
And for all intents and purposes, the mashup here is not as good as the guys. Like, musically speaking, it's just not. Like, they sing an entire first verse of Halo, then go into the entire first verse of Walking on Sunshine, then mashing them up at the very end, whereas with Confessions, It's My Life, that was an actual melding of the two. So yeah. The boys should have won that. But this is still, I think, just in like the Glee pantheon, right? It's still one that stands the test of time because it's just so audacious and high energy and just big. And I mean, yeah, the yellow dresses, you just remember. You just remember the iconic yellow dresses.
Yeah.
They look like a freaking bunch of chickens up there.
Yeah, everybody can picture it for sure if you're listening along right now. It's just a lot of fun and, you know, again, early days of the show. But we got this in episode 6. The girls coming out on top here in the performance, in the rankings on this list. Halo Walking on Sunshine coming in at number 2. And let's just do it. Let's get into the number 1 Glee performance on this list of 6 people songs, sextets is what it's called here. We have number 1. What else? You know, Don't Stop Believing. What else would be here at the top spot? I get it. It's, you know, I've talked about this before, at least from my perspective of like, I wouldn't put it in my top number one. I wouldn't put it in like my top 10, but it's hard to separate because it's like, you know, you're obviously, it is Glee. Like, it's obviously like, this is the performance, right? This is the iconic, this is Glee. But it's, I don't know, it's tricky, because if I'm ranking, like, my favorite ever Glee songs, as much as this is iconic for me, it's not, like, in that group for me, because I want to highlight songs that I love, not just songs that we all love. So, but, I mean, I get it. Look, it lands here at number 1, of course, at the very top spot on this countdown. Again, duh.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard-pressed not to put this here. I mean, and even if it doesn't end up in all of our number ones, I feel like it's in all of our tops, which pushes it, you know, it's the,
exactly.
It's the most, instantly recognizable song. It's the original song of Glee, you know? Like, mm-hmm. it has all of that feel good. It's the original six. You got the classic shot of Mr. Shu just about to quit. He doesn't quit. He comes back. Sue, Santana, Quinn are there. Puck is there. It's just, you know, it's the very, very beginning. And it's just packed with so much potential that we see pan out over the next 6 years. So, I mean, there really isn't any other place to put this song other than at number one. So
overall countdown so far, let's check in with some of these songs from today. I don't believe that any of the songs from the five people groups from the quintets made it into anywhere close towards the top. Let's see where Applause ended up. Applause, where are you? Applause, Applause. Applause is, you know, was number one over there, and that landed at number 64. But this top four that we have here for the six people songs, the sextets, we have at number 25 overall right now is It's My Life, Confessions Part 2. At number 14 right now is Homeward Bound Home. So pretty high up, number not bad. Number 11, just missing the top 10, Halo Walking on Sunshine, as of right now, lands there at number 11. And then Don't Stop Believin', of course, making its way to the top 10. No surprises on that end, but it did not make it to number one. It's not as high as you might expect. It's at number 5 in the top 10 right now.
That's fair. That's fair.
The current top 10, as it sits as of this podcast recording, number 10, If I Were a Boy. Number 9, The Scientist. Number 8, The Boy Is Mine. Number 7, Survivor, I Will Survive. Number 6, Landslide. Number 5, Don't Stop Believin'. Number 4, by 0.01 of a difference, Thriller, Heads Will Roll. Number 3, Rumor Has It Someone Like You. Number 2, Bohemian Rhapsody. Number 1, River Deep Mountain High.
River Deep Mountain High, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's it. That's the day. That's what we have.
Alrighty then. Well, this was fun. I'm still riding the high of Just the Way You Are being where it was on the quintet list.
That was like 6 hours
just
ago.
I'm so happy.
But yeah, that's I think all we have for today. I believe what will be up next in your feed is the trio. So what's four? Four is a quartet. Yes, quartet, like a quarter, duh. So four is the quartets, and that will be up next, I believe. But that is it for today. Let us know what you guys think about where these songs rank
in the quartet. Y'all already know what it is in the quartet, yo. Yeah, I am born again out of the lion's den. I'm much too late. I cannot wait for that.
Okay, well, in order to get to that, we have to close out this one. So thank you guys for listening. Amon, where can they find us?
You can find us at Choir Room Pod on Twitter and TikTok. Follow us individually at Amon Adwin and Matt Ligori. Also, so if you haven't been checking out my Twitch channel, Matt and I are going through some Glee fan fiction. Subject matter is blam, bitch. Yes, we're going through some Blaine and Sam Glee fanfic. It's actually quite engaging. Whoever is the author, Nakoma, she or he, or they, were very, very well studied and well versed before delving into the story that they concocted. So it's a lot of fun. We're reading it on my Twitch channel. We started this past Monday. We're probably going to continue next Monday. So depending on when this comes out, two or more of the episodes might already be up on my Twitch channel, so just check that out at twitch.tv/AmonAdwin. And make sure that you're leaving us star ratings and reviews wherever you get your podcasts. We'll read them aloud on the show. Anything else?
5-star reviews. We need them, guys. Help us out if you haven't done that yet. So please let you know, the podcast people out there know to check us out, and let your friends know, let your family know if they're Glee fans. Bring them on over as we are still, you know, riding this Glee wave until we get all these songs into the countdown. Yeah, I think this might end up coming out like after. We might even be done with the whole fan fiction by the point this comes out, because we still have another release this Friday. You know, we're recording a lot of episodes right now to get things ready just in case, you know, we start losing time in our personal lives of, you know, going back to real life. It's not, who knows? I don't know why I'm still rambling. That's all that I have for today. We'll see you guys next time.
Alrighty, until next time, guys.
see you later.